How can I manage physical and emotional well-being?
Today we will be talking about emotional well-being. Being diagnosed with lymphoma is probably something that will come as a shock to most of you. It is not an easy period of time. You may have to come to terms with your disease, and there will be many changes that you will experience. For example, you may have to change your diet or perhaps even your daily routine. This may not be simple, and we are here to tell you what won't change, what might change, and practical ways on how to cope emotionally. Let's start with things that won't change. While the future may seem bleak at this point in time, remember that you don't change. Your personality, your goals, your strengths, they don't change. The things that used to make you happy in the past will still make you happy now. Your network of friends and families that care for you are still the same. Your core values, your spiritual beliefs, they remain the same. Your coping mechanisms remain the same. Think of a time that you went through a difficult time and came out triumphant. Then think about how you coped with it. You know yourself best, and those are the coping mechanisms that will help you through this trying period as well. While your personality and your sense of self do not change, there will be changes to your body that you might experience. You might experience a loss of health and change in body image. This may affect you most if you have always been healthy with no medical issues. You might experience the loss of independence or financial losses that may come about because you are not able to work as you once were. You also might experience a loss of fertility or sex drive during this period of time. Do remember that most of these changes are temporary. Please speak to your doctor if you are very worried about this, and I assure you, they will do their best to address this. Let's talk about some practical ways to help with your emotional well-being through this trying period. Besides relying on yourself and coping mechanisms that you have previously used, you should also try to build up a network of friends and/or family whom you trust and that you can rely on. Confide in them and let them know about what is bothering you. Keep yourself occupied. You would have certain interests in the past that you might still be able to enjoy, or perhaps we could modify to suit your current needs. Discuss this with your doctor if you are not sure if you can pursue your interests. If it is not appropriate, she or he would suggest a compromise or an alternative during this period of time that you are undergoing treatment. Other avenues or supports that are also available for you would include that of your doctor, medical social worker, or lymphoma support groups. Do reach out to them if you need more help with coping or you feel that you are very lost emotionally. Everyone will be very willing to help you in whatever way possible. To conclude, remember that this period of time is temporary. It will end. However hard it may seem, you do have the resources to maintain a good emotional well-being through the period of your treatment. So, hang in there, grit your teeth, and remember the light is at the end of the tunnel.